All aboard the Christmas train to Everyland. Hi, everyone. This is your friendly DJ, Dennis Bartel, coming to you this Saturday afternoon from the home studio, where at our home, we're embarking on a trip around the world to visit as many different lands and hear as many different Christmas sounds and learn about as many different Christmas traditions as we can in the next hour. So there's no time to waste. Let's get started. How about the Three Seas Sisters? You ready?
Yeah!
I'm ready!
All aboard!
All right, our Christmas train to Everyland is leaving the station. Hope you come along. It'll be fun. Our first stop is jolly old England. Many of our oldest and most common Christmas traditions come from England. Traditions like sending Christmas cards and eating roast turkey for Christmas supper, and the tradition of hanging stockings by the fireplace. You girls like hanging stockings on the mantle, don't you?
Yeah!
Be sure it's not too close to the fire.
That's right, safety first. Well, England is also where Christmas caroling first started. And as you might expect, England has produced many of our most beloved Christmas carols, like these two.
Thank you.
The First Noel, originally from England in the 18th century, back when America was still a colony of England. By the way, the word Noel can be traced back to an ancient word meaning new light, that is, the new light of the winter solstice, when sunlight begins to overtake darkness. Time for us to move along on our Christmas train to Everyland. Charlotte, what's our next stop?
Next up, Sweden.
Sweden it is. Colette has been learning about Christmas in Sweden.
In Sweden, they begin the Christmas season on St. Lucia Day. Lucia means Queen of Light, and a Lucia is chosen in each family. She dresses in a white gown with a crown of lights in her hair, and she brings rolls and biscuits and coffee around to everyone. She wears glitter in her hair, and she usually has a few helpers following her, and they also dress in white. And as they go around bringing food and drink, they sing Swedish Christmas carols. Medley of Swedish Christmas carols. You're listening to a special program for kids, exploring the Christmas music and traditions of many lands. The actual gift givers on Christmas vary from place to place. It's not always Santa Claus. For instance, in Spain and part of South America, the three kings deliver the gifts. In Russia, it's Babushka, who's a grandmother figure. In Scandinavia, a variety of Christmas gnomes come with the gifts. And in China, they call Santa Claus Shengtan Lo Yan, which means Holy Birthday Old Man. In Italy, La Belfana, who's a kindly witch, rides a broomstick down the chimney to deliver toys to the stockings of children.
Legend has it that Belfana was sweeping her floors when the three wise men stopped and asked her to come see the baby Jesus. She refused. She said, "I'm too busy." Later, she changed her mind, but it was too late. So to this day, she goes out on Christmas Eve searching for the Holy Child and leaving gifts for him in each home. And from Italy comes this Christmas music on Classical KUSE. It's Christmas time around the world. In Estonia, as Christmas Eve draws near, families bring straw into their homes and cover the floors with it, symbolic of the stable of Jesus' birth, and it becomes a playground for children. And then on Christmas Eve, the holiday begins with a cleansing trip to the sauna. On Christmas Eve, the president declares Christmas peace, a tradition that goes back 350 years. And from Estonia come these Christmas sounds by Arvo Pärt. Mother of God and Virgin by Arvo Pärt from Estonia. It went by so fast, but it was so nice. Huh? Charlotte, would you like to hear that again?
Yes, Daddy.
Very well. Here it is again.
Oh!
Mother of God and Virgin by Arvo Pärt. That's a new Christmas carol, or new as Christmas carols go, from the last 20 years. But the Christmas carol we find on our next stop in Germany is the oldest known Christmas carol. It's from the 11th century, in other words, nearly 1,000 years old. Back then, the period before Christmas was a time of fasting and contemplation, so very little music was written for the Christmas season. But this music was among the few Christmas songs, and somehow it has survived all these centuries. We welcome you, Christ our Lord, the oldest German Christmas song, as we celebrate Christmas around the world. The oldest known Christmas carol from Germany. Hey, here's an old German belly organ. It's called a belly organ because people hold it on their belly as they play it, buskers. During Christmas time, buskers serenade people as they pass by on the sidewalks. This belly organ was first used by a busker over 100 years ago in Germany. Germany is where the tradition of having a Christmas tree in the house comes from. Legend has it that in the 7th century, people who had converted to Christianity would hang a tree upside down from the ceilings as a symbol of their new faith. The fir tree was chosen because of its triangle shape symbolizing the Holy Trinity. Then in 1510, it's believed Martin Luther decorated a small fir tree with Christmas candles to show his children how the stars twinkled through the dark night. The first Christmas tree.
Singen alle Engel.
It stood in that rich sky, a German Christmas carol. Germany's where the practice of lighting homes and city streets for Christmas started. And the Germans are also famous for their wonderful gingerbread cookies and gingerbread houses. This music also originated in A German Christmas, the Pastoral Symphony from the Christmas Oratorio by J.S. Bach. The Pastoral Symphony from the Christmas Oratorio by Johann Sebastian Bach. We are aboard our Christmas train to Everyland. This is Dennis Bartel with the Three C's Sisters.
Merry Christmas!
And our youngest passenger on the Christmas train to Everyland, our 3-year-old Caden.
Merry Christmas!
Caden, where in the world should we go next?
To France.
France. We'll go to France, and then we'll leave Europe for some far distant place. Here we go on our Christmas train to Everyland. In France, children place their shoes on the doorstep or in front of the fireplace on Christmas Eve so that Père Noël or Father Christmas might fill them with gifts. A Christmas loaf is cut crosswise and eaten only after the first part has been given to a poor person. At Christmas in France, they eat buckwheat cakes and sour cream, and oysters are a favorite dish at Christmas time, followed by a cake shaped like a Yule log. And in France, it is the custom to leave a candle burning just in case the Virgin Mary passes by.